Praise God. Praise the Lord. We looked at the will of God. And I told you, we picked our scripture from Matthew chapter 7. Can we open it? And that scripture is very, very important. So many of us gloss over it. But the importance, not too many of us bother to ponder on that scripture. Verse 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. It says, "Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will." Somebody shout the will. Say it again. Shout it very loud. "But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Then he said in verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Now the emphasis here, church, is that at the end, he said, then, which then there is when all these things, the end of all things come. For every one of us shall stand before Christ for judgment. Either in the judgment seat of Christ or in the white throne judgment. Judgment seat of Christ is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. Or the white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 20. Now, but these people say, listen church, I believe with the whole of my heart that this group of people that the Bible is talking about will not even have the chance of standing before Christ. What he's saying there is, these are the group of people, because the first thing you must know is that the next thing we are expecting is the rapture. That is, and those that will go in the rapture, certainly, are those that God has perfected here. Then, there are people now that will expect to be in the rapture, but they will find out that they will not be in the rapture. And they will sit down and be grumbling. How can? How can? How can? How can? Why are they boldly saying before the Lord, how can? They were saying boldly because they were sure. He said, in your name, Jesus, we cast out devils. In your name we did mighty miracle signs and wonders. In your name we are performing miracles. In your name and church, they were not using juju. They were using genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yet, Christ didn't know them. That is what I want you to note. Because so many people get carried away with the anointing. So many people get carried away. Especially those of us that God is using. We get carried away by that anointing and believe that since if we say in Jesus' name, something happens, it means God is pleased with us. But that is something I want us to look at. He said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. And the kingdom there is talking here, referring to the 1,000 years reign of Christ that is coming after the rapture. where Christ shall be King of kings while we are kings. He said, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. It's not the anointing that matters, but are you exercising that anointing in the will of God? You see, now I'm using the anointing as an example. The emphasis there is doing the will of God. The question is then, why they are dead, they are not in the will of God, then why is God anointing them? Because he's the one that anointed them. Church, he's the one that anointed them. Oh, by himself, he anointed them. But he has anointed them, yet he's saying, you are not in my will. Why? There are two wills of God. There is the perfect will, and there is the permissive will. There is the perfect will of God, and there is the permissive will of God. God does not work by permissive will. God works only in his perfect will. Praise the Lord. The catch there I want you to note, children of God, is that there is God's perfect will and there is his permissive will. We looked at God's perfect will and I want you to note that every human being, you also have your own will. You have your own will. And sometimes, when we are coming to God, we come and impose our will on God. When you come before God, every true Christian, your prayer is, let my own will be buried in your own will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Christ had his own will. The Father had his own will. When he saw the torture that was coming his way at the Garden of Gethsemane, he went crying to the Father that if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. But he quickly added, the obedient son that he is, yet not my will, but thy own will be done. I can't go through this. I can decide I will not go and die. That is my will. But I am here to do the will of him that sent me. That's why he kept telling everybody. He's not here to do his own will. Christ said, I am here to do the will of him that sent me. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. He said, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Every one of us, we are not called according to our own purpose. We are called according to God's own purpose. God called us to fulfill his own purpose, not your own purpose. You need to catch it. Stop imposing your own will on God's own will. Stop doing that. How? We impose our will on God's own will, sometimes without even knowing it. How? The will of man is strong. When he's set to do anything, nothing can stop him. That's why every one of us must learn, if you must prosper in your Christian journey, learn to subject your own will to the Father's will. His will is the perfect will. And there is something knowing you're in the perfect will does. It gives you confidence and boldness. You see? It gives you confidence and boldness. You say, now that you came, your eyes were open. Suddenly you knew that all these years that you were in those churches that you were in, You were only being religious. But you came here, you had something. You positionally got yourself placed. Praise God. Knowing you are in the perfect will of God gives you boldness. Boldness. Because when it comes to call, there are some men that set up ministry from their own personal ambition. Amen. And when you are setting up a ministry or a pastor by an ambition, then you will be using all manner of sense to keep the ministry. You will be using idea, human idea and theological principles to keep it together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But when you know that it is God that has called you to do what you are doing, you are bold. That is why Pastor Moses is bold. Hallelujah. I am sure I am in God's perfect will. I have everything to support it. I have everything to support it. I am certain. And that's why when some of you bring some revelation to me, I will just laugh. Pastor, I see they kill you. I say if they kill me, it means God has finished with me. And the truth is, if God has finished with me, what am I waiting here for? If you kill me, am I going to hell or am I going to heaven? So is that a bad revelation? Pastor, when I see you die, it's not a bad dream. Are you hearing me? If you see me dead, it's not a bad dream. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Amen. Amen. If you want to deal with me, will you kill me? If you kill me, you go pain me. If you kill me, you go pain me. It is the enemy of my wife. If you want to deal with my wife, then you can kill me. I hope you understand. Therefore, I'm not going to pray against death. Now my wife go pray that prayer. No, that's the truth. She's here now, she's hearing me. Now you're supposed to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So certainly, what is giving me the boldness is because I know I am walking in God's own perfect will. And this is how the will of man plays so much. Until this is how God puts it in Ezekiel chapter 14. He told Ezekiel, if you read it even from verse 1, he said, when the people come to inquire from you with the idols in their hearts, what is that idol in their heart? That is, they have made up their mind, this is what I want to do. But the Bible say, before I do anything, we should go and inquire. Well, so that God no go say, I no inquire. But me, this Guru Maharaj, man, I go marry. Anything, I go marry. Anything. It's there in your heart. But to fulfill righteousness, you are going. He said, he, the Lord, will answer that person by himself. He said he will answer the person according to the idol in his heart. So before you come, before a vindicated prophet like Ezekiel, when you stand up, I want to inquire whether, before you even talk, you say, wait! Before you tell me, well, I know why you are here. Is it not because of Labaja, the Guru Maharaj? He said, yes. The Lord said, it's your husband. The Lord say, did the Lord say so? Yes. Did God say so? Yes. And there will be a confirmation when you lie down that night, you will see your wedding taking place. Did God say it? Yes. Did God permit you to marry that Guru Maharaj? Yes. But that is his permissive will, permitting you to grant your heart desire. Because you know the correct thing, but your heart is set on another thing. And yet, you are coming before him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God's perfect will says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. You know it. Yet, you are yoking yourself with Guru Maharaj. Didn't you know? Yes, you know. I, the Lord, will answer that person by myself. I will answer him according to the idol in his heart. Praise God. We have the story of Balaam. Hallelujah. That story is in Numbers chapter 22. Israel was passing by. The king of Moabites, King Balak, had what was happening on the wilderness journey. Fear caught him. He came and wanted to stop them from passing through his land like that, out of fear. What will he do? He knew of one prophet called Balaam. Church, listen, for those hearing me for the first time. King Balaam, King Balak sent for prophet Balaam. I know that there is power in your mouth. I know that anything you curse is cursed. Sent a lot of gifts, silver, gold, plenty money. Something that will make that prophet see reason. But that prophet has the ability to inquire. When they came, he told them to sleep this night. Let me do vigil and find out what God will say. He knelt down and prayed, made his altar as usual, and offered a sacrifice to contact the God of Israel. The Bible says, God came down to speak to Balaam. You can't curse those people, because whom I have blessed, you can't curse them. No man can curse whom I have blessed. I have blessed them. You can't curse them. That is God's perfect will. What is God's perfect will? Whom he has blessed. You, Balaam, you can't curse. That is, he said, Balaam, don't do it. Loud and clear. He woke up with his eye on that gift. Oh, look, listen. I remember before he went, he told them, he said, look. Before I say anything, it is what God tell me, now I go tell you. He was sincere about it. But he thought, since he's a king, he said, some people are coming. He didn't know which people were coming. He didn't know that this time, they are untouchable. Can you tell your neighbor, I am untouchable, touchable? No, shake your neighbor. Wait. Tell her who you are. Sister, shake that lady. Tell her. Hey. Tell him, I am untouchable. No, if you are sure you are untouchable, tell your neighbor now, look at me, I am untouchable. Certainly, I'm untouchable. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Hallelujah. He came in the morning and told them, this is what God is saying. The messengers went back to King Balak and told King Balak. King Balak now increased the offer. They came back. Balak now, look, he said, child, now money be this one, opportunity be this one. Now where a person they walk in the chop. And this anointing where God give me. I'm not gonna wait. Let me go and inquire again. Spend that night again. Church, listen. After hearing God's perfect will, he went back there again the night and was troubling God. Should I? What is he wanting God to answer him? He was demanding God to give him permission to go after knowing the perfect will of God. God told him, you can go. Did God tell him to go? Answer me now. Did God tell Balaam to go and curse Israel? Did he? No, sisters, are we together? Did God tell him this second time that he should go? But the first time, God told him why he cannot go. He came a second time now. God told him, go. Tap, tap, tap. Balaam stood up. Prepare his car. Prepare his donkey. Sat on it. Let's go. If you see Balaam running and going, you ask Balaam, where did they go? What will he say? God say, I should go and curse those people coming. Did he not say so? God say so. God will say so. God will say, I should go and curse those people. Praise the Lord. But that was God's permissive will. As he was going, his mind is thinking of the gift that was coming behind him. Unknown to him, an angel of death was waiting in front. Why will God tell him, go and curse those people. And then again at the end, send his angel with a sword to finish him on the way as he was going there. You see? Didn't they go where we read now? Didn't they go to the mountain and ask for anointing? They were doing dry fasting. God released the anointing upon them. Yet at the end he said, I didn't know you. But you are the one that gave them the anointing. Yet you are saying you didn't know them. And at the end, he said, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All because you ignored God's perfect will. Even in marriage, are some true daughters of God not suffering now? With the kind of yoke, they yoke themselves in marriage. Son or daughter of God, genuine children of God, you ignore all the perfect will of God for you for marriage, and you went for the permissive will, the one your heart desire wanted. That is the one you went. Are some of them not suffering it till now? That's the truth. Praise God.